It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin. And we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner.
So it's been a big story in the property media and in mainstream media over the last month or so. It's the Opal Tower building disaster that's going on right now. So, Mark, we want to discuss with our viewers today just to so they can get a bit of an insight about what we're thinking about, what we're speaking about, and, you know, how to maybe prepare yourself in the coming markets of unit blocks, Sydney property, and other things that are associated.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to take into account, and it's because it's not entirely your property. You're also in with a group of other homeowners or investors. You have to be aware of what's going on in the body corporate.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this particular building and what we want to sort of reflect on first is the building market around Sydney. So we've been in a situation over the last 20 or so years where the Labor government at the time, and there's been Liberal governments after that in New South Wales. So we're not going to pick on any political party as such, but the Labor government brought in the ruling of changing it from council certification to private certification. So we've got issues in, you know, many strata buildings around the Sydney and surrounding areas around New South Wales into potentially poor construction of these buildings. Now, as being a strata manager myself in the past, I've witnessed some of these things, and the major things that do come up are in relation to waterproofing, and especially on rooftops and balconies and into garage car parks. They're the big ones that do surface and do cost exorbitant amounts of money, as well as when buildings are rendered and there's cracking that happens. And obviously it's a dangerous situation because rendering falling from high levels of a building can cause either injuries or, you know, potentially even death, which is very scary for that sort of thing to happen. So we just want to reflect on the poor construction of that. And this is what's, you know, some of these things are going on in the Opal Tower right now. So we've got a situation where tenants and owners or residents of the building have been asked to move out of the building and for them to actually engineers to come in and have a look and inspectors to come in and have a look at what's going on at this particular building. So you can imagine, Mark, what this sort of causes in terms of the residents at the building and the rest of the owners and residents of strata buildings and owners and investors of property in Sydney.
Yeah, look, it doesn't just affect the Opal Tower there. It affects the confidence in the market of which is the Sydney market as well, because obviously where there's owners that are losing or potentially looking at facing losing large sums of money, those are going to have an effect on other property prices around there as well. You know, because people are going to be thinking, well, if it's happened here, could it be happening to my building, or is there some underlying issues that might arise in the coming years?
Yeah, I guess does this put us in a situation where all off the plan sales are going to be affected, especially around Sydney, where that is a market where, you know, a lot of the media attention has surround. But also in saying that, I had someone that I know over in Hong Kong and China, in China areas, in the a few days after the incident occurred, and it was headline news. So there was a lot of Chinese investors that bought into the Opal Tower, and, you know, a lot of Chinese investors are buying into various buildings around Australia. So, you know, what kind of impact is that going to have on foreign investment moving forward? Are the Chinese going to have any confidence in our construction that we do? And, you know, I guess there's been, you know, in the past, poor building practices all around the world, but it's you know, potentially will have a massive impact in our property markets because of the lack of foreign investment coming in.
Well, I think people have had a pretty high confidence in the Australian property market because previous to this, you know, our building standards have been of quite a high standard, and we don't usually see things happen like this. You know, I mean, I sent you a photo the other week where a whole building fell over in another country there, and it's more of, you know, you sort of expect it in countries. Different countries, or I guess more third world countries, or where their building standards aren't as high and as rigid as ours. But I think we take a large amount of pride in what our standards are, and therefore the confidence has come. But, you know, if we start to see this more and more, you know, it's going to have an effect on international investors, and that's who's, you know, looking to buy new stuff, of course. It's going to have an effect on their confidence.
Well, we've come past the 30-day stage of this Opal Tower building issue where, you know, firstly, the residents came in and were actually in a situation where they had to move out of their properties. And then a high majority of the residents have now moved back in. There's still some that are living in temporary accommodation. The engineers have gone in and secured up the structure. And I guess now it's a situation of those residents potentially moving back in if they can. How long is the rectification works going to take? What is it going to do to property values moving forward for that building? And then we'll get to the rest of the market after that. Is there any thoughts around that, Mark?
Look, it's always going to have that stigma. You know, time will help sort of heal those wounds, I guess. You know, people will start to forget a little bit more about what's happened in the past, but you know that stigma is going to stay with it, especially since it's had such a large amount of media attention focused on it. So, look, property price. You know, if you had the equivalent apartment a couple of blocks down, and you're going to get a better value on that apartment that hasn't had the issues in the building than what you're going to have. Within Opal Towers, I think. So I think, yeah, property prices are always going to suffer because of that. And I guess how far they're going to come down, that's another question as well. And I guess the question for people, investors out there is, would you potentially buy in that particular complex? And at what price? What sort of discount would you want to be getting if you are going to be buying in that complex?
Well, there's already been talk about half price offers being listed or being requested from people. Whether you call them savvy or not, that is up for debate. It really depends on how, you know, what actually happens to the building moving forward.
Mm.
The I guess the big question for people is at the moment, in this situation where you're looking at half price the property, is it actually worth that amount? And what kind of headaches are you going to experience with that particular investment property? What kind of risk are you taking on?
Yeah, well, that's right. And look, I mean, I guess the question, you know, just for argument's sake or just interest, I guess, is would you, Luke, if it was half price, would you buy that?
No. I think it. The reason is around the risk. We don't really know, unless you're in the you know, on the committee of the building, unless you know what the updates are from the engineers, the builder, you got an inside running. It's like almost like somewhat insider trading, but inside running on or hearing about what's going on, then you know there would be a huge reluctance to take on anything like that. It comes in a couple of different ideas is. You know, not only is what the works and if they do the rectification, but what's going to be the ensuing cost going to be involved? So, is the building going to take the strata or the owners of the building going to take the builder or the developer to court? What kind of legal fees are going to be amounted before there's potentially any compensation? You know, are the owners of the building, landlords of the building, going to request loss of rent? Is that going to increase the insurance policy? There's so many flow-on effects of this. So, you know, do you take on
and
that
so many
high risk?
Unknowns as well? You know, there's just so many unknown costs that you just don't know at the moment. And then, you know, with all that being said, just like we mentioned before, is I don't believe that property prices are for a comparable, they're ever going to compare to what a comparable unit would sell for potentially. You know, so the same one down the block. So, you know, prices won't recover fully, I don't think.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy that property for a dollar. That is, I guess, how far we'll go. Look, there are million-dollar units there. So not only the ensuing costs, but it's, you know, what type... do you want to take that experience on in your life? And like the headaches that potentially will go with it, unless you just basically sit back and all you'll be paying is the strata fees and, you know, other ensuing costs of running the unit if you bought it for a dollar. But, you know, is it actually worth buying? Is a bank actually going to... You know, well, it, not say if you bought it for a dollar, but if you bought it for $500,000, is the bank going to actually lend you money based on that property? So I think there'll be a lot of people that are going to struggle, obviously, with if they do need to sell in the next, I would say, next 2 years at least. So there's a lot of considerations to be made as an owner. And, you know, I guess a lot of tenants are actually looking to move out of that property at the moment. But Mark, I guess the next question is, you know, what kind of effect is this going to have now on other units around? You know, we can actually take this to a point of old versus new units. And we can also take this to effect of what kind of effect is it going to have on off-the-plan sales? And that's a big one. And what's going to be the flow-on effect to construction? So let's maybe start off, you know, old versus new.
Old versus new. Look, I think, you know, I like the older stuff for a number of reasons. Sort of like an old car, is you get to experience what it's, or you get a few years with runs on the board there. You get to know what it's like, and if there's any problems or hiccups, like the Opal Towers, you know, it was a fairly new sort of thing, and then you can realise there's some issues there. So with an older building, you, after a number of years, you actually start to see whether there is any issues with settlement issues or water issues, or these things start to arise, and or there's potentially not any issues. Also, like the fact that with the older stuff as well, is you're not necessarily just relying on the growth that may or may not come with the market, as I guess as with Sydney market as well at the moment. You know, a lot of people were buying off the plan stuff, expecting the Sydney market to still grow, and the Sydney market, well, it hasn't grown; it's actually declined. So, if you're a person who needs to get out of for whatever reason, some sort of life change, and you need to sell, well, you're going to be losing money.
And what about off the plan sales, and you know the flow and effect to the construction industry around the Sydney areas, and which could flow into, you know, other areas of the country as well?
Look, it's the same thing as what we sort of said before. It's going to, you know, people are going to be a little bit more cautious, I would expect, especially foreign investors, because it just gives the Australian building industry for that sort of stuff a little bit of a tainted name, I guess, where before we've had such a good reputation for good quality, high standard buildings without too many issues.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting path over the next couple of years. You know, things have probably kept quiet over the last week or two in terms of the Opal building. It'll be interesting to see if something comes up in future, or if there's other news stories that come through in terms of, you know, delays in rectification works. And if it does hit mainstream media to a degree it did over the past month, then we could see even more flow and effect to off-the-plan sales, other Sydney units that have been probably built in the last 20 years. And, you know, what is that going to do to employment around the Sydney area in terms of how many buildings are going to be put up or constructed in the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, and look, I think you had some really good thoughts that you shared on one of maybe your Facebook Lives or a post or something like that about how it would affect the tourism market as well.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah, there's so many posters.
I think you're referencing it as the leaning opal tower. So we might have a few more tourists coming to take some happy snaps around it.
Okay, I recall that one now. I actually saw someone take a photo of it, not one of my posts, but it was actually sort of put their hands up on the side of the building saying it was the Leaning Tower of Olympic Park. So
Olympic Park.
Yeah.
Some good, a bit of a boost for the tourism industry then.
That's right. So maybe a good way to wrap it up today. So some interesting thoughts around, you know, the Opal Tower and what's going on with residents and owners of that building, you know, how the off-the-plan market's going to be affected, how other unit sales are going to be affected around Sydney, if that's going to have an effect on foreign buyers coming in to buy our property in Australia, and, you know, what else is going to be as a result of what's going on in this space right now. Any final thoughts, Mark, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, look, I think it just all comes back to trying to do your homework when you're buying properties. Like always, you know, look into what, if it's an older building, look into what the body corporate's doing. And if you're not sure or understanding what you're reading, I guess, you know, tap into the experts who can help you understand what's going on. And I guess, as always, when you're buying off the plan, just be cautious what you're doing and yeah.
Well, thank you, everyone. If you want to hear more from us, then obviously give us a call. Love to have a chat with you about property investing. My name's Luke Moroney. My number's 0400-332-377. Definitely give me a call for a chat and a bit of a strategy session so you can have a look at different ideas around what's going on with you personally. And we look forward to bringing you much more content on the podcast as well as deals that we put through on Facebook and Instagram. So check us out in various locations.
Fantastic, guys. And we've made a commitment to doing a daily podcast, just to add a little bit extra there, a daily podcast. So we're going to be bringing you content every day.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.